happy Independence Day, everybody. Thank you. Happy Independence Day, July 4th, this Tuesday. And we can celebrate. I hope everyone has a happy, safe 4th of July. And for Pete's sake, if you live in my neighborhood, celebrate until 9 o'clock and then be done, please. Yes. Am I right? Yeah. I got the biggest amen today. Have fun, man, but my goodness, I'm trying to get some rest after 9. Anyway, have a great Independence Day, everybody. Thank you. I was thinking of Independence Day, obviously, and like how I could, you know, interject Independence Day today into the sermon. And there are a few things that came to mind, but there was one in particular subject God kept taking me back to. And it wasn't on independence, it was on dependence. Oh, you guys, someone read a Facebook post or saw the announcement, right? I love U.S. history. I love it. And some 247 years ago, this country was started by some people who wanted some independence, right? They wanted to be an independent nation. They wanted to be free from laws, rules, regulations, mostly taxation, by a king who was across the pond, if you will. Poor King George, right? Poor King George. But they wanted freedom from that, that kind of ruling, and they wanted freedom from good old King George. And I think we can flip the script a little bit today as Christians. We don't need freedom from a king. The script is a little bit flipped. They wanted freedom from a king, independence from a king, but we need dependence from a king, right? See how I did that? I got there eventually after stuttering a little bit, but we need to be totally dependent on a king, King Jesus. And so I got to thinking about dependence. And I don't know how, well, I know how this happens. God did this because I depended on him to help me out here. And the background scriptures are out of Jeremiah. I was like, what is in Jeremiah? But I flipped to Jeremiah and wouldn't you know, God was like, this is what you need to talk about. Jeremiah, we're going to be in Jeremiah today, 17:5-8. Is primarily where we're going to be before we jump to Jesus and John. But in Jeremiah 17, I want to give you a little bit of backdrop about what's happening, because I like to know what's going on before I just read the scriptures, and it gives you some context, okay? So in Jeremiah 17, what we see is Jeremiah calling out the leaders of Judah. What is happening is the Babylonians are getting ready to oppress them, and they see what's going to happen on the horizon. God told them this is going to happen too, but nonetheless, they're a nation who's kind of frightened by the Babylonians. And so, being leaders of a nation, they were like, what should we do? What do we need to do? Oh, I know what we can do. We can rely on Egypt. Let's form an alliance with Egypt and some other places so we can be stronger. Let's rely on them. Let's go to them for some answers. And we see that today, right? You see that in the world today. Certain places, people, countries, they form alliances, they sign treaties, they do all these things in order to be safe and to protect their country and their resources and people, avoid war, etc., and so forth. And that's what the leaders of Judah were doing. They were looking to outside places, humankind, to try to find a way where they could be safe and protected. And Jeremiah is very to the point. These scriptures are fantastic for us to relate to us today. And he's calling out the leaders and saying, okay, let's think about this for a minute. God wants us to rely on him for what we need, not other people or other countries for what we need. So Jeremiah is calling them out and saying, look, leaders of Judah, you need to lean on God and not man, not your alliances, not Egypt, not anything. You have one person you need to be dependent upon, and that's God. So when we read this passage of scripture, it's clear, and you're going to see as soon as I read these, there's two parts to this. The first part is Jeremiah talking and saying what God has told him. He's a prophet, so he's just relaying a message from God. And the first part is what life looks like for those of us who don't depend on God for everything. Then the second part is what happens when we do depend on God for everything. So let's read the scriptures, and then we'll break it apart, and we'll kind of see which one you decide today to choose. Are you going to depend on God, or are you not going to depend on God? So Jeremiah 17:5 says this, and we'll read through 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. He will not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. We're kind of stubborn people, aren't we? Okay, I'm kind of a stubborn person, aren't I? Oh, no, don't answer that. Please don't. And sometimes we get in our heads that depending on God isn't the right thing to do, or God's busy doing other stuff, or that we shouldn't take every little thing to him. Because we think we can handle it, don't we? Don't I? Yes, I do. Okay. I feel like it doesn't come naturally sometime just for us to just give stuff over to God. I feel like a lot of times we think, okay, how can I handle this? And then, oh, oops, that's messed up. God, I need your help now. And hopefully today after the sermon, you can reflect on this and see where you are and what areas of your life you need to become more dependent on God. Because as I was doing this sermon, of course, God's talking to me and relaying some things in my life that I need to reflect on and say, okay, yeah, I need to give all this stuff up. And I hope you guys do the same thing today. If you're an independent person, hopefully today you can learn how you can be more dependent on God. Depending on ourselves is called self-reliance. Anybody heard that word before? Self-reliance means we rely on self, on our own powers and resources, rather than whose? God's. I know in my mind, you guys probably, any self-reliant people in here can probably attest to the fact that it seems safe and easy, right? It's more comfortable for sure. We're in control. Ooh, that's a good one. When we rely on ourselves, self-reliance, we feel, gives us a lot of those things. Comfort, ease. I don't have to worry about anybody else. I'm just going to take care of it myself. I can control this situation on my own. But really, those are all just false lies, honestly. We think it's easier. We think we can handle it. We think we're in control, but we're really not. And the scripture that I found, well, that God sent me to, out of Jeremiah 17, paints a pretty good picture about what it looks like when we're self-reliant, when we do things our own way and we trust in ourselves or other people in this world other than God, right? So what does Jeremiah say here in 17? 5 and 6 is the verses about self-reliance. He says we're cursed. Yikes. When we trust in ourselves or we trust in man, we trust in other people. What that means is we're afflicted. We suffer. We have pain. When we don't trust in God and we trust in other things. He says in verse 5 that our hearts turn away from God. We don't follow God then when we become self-reliant. We become unfaithful to him. We don't listen to him. We don't follow his teachings and how he wants to guide and direct our lives. We don't show him trust. And our relationship with him really suffers when we become self-reliant and not God-reliant. Jeremiah paints the picture that we're in wastelands, barren area, unfruitful. There's no life here. It's void. There's no growth. We know this church is about growth, right? But when you're self-reliant, there's no growth. There's no movement in the right direction. And it might look a little bit like, I found a picture that it might look like that. Yikes. Who wants to live there? Void. No life, no growth. Nothing on that tree. Wow. It says we live, or Jeremiah writes that we live in parched places. That is a parched place. That needs some rain. I think it also doesn't mean just physically. It means spiritually and mentally we're in parched places. When you're in a parched place and you're just relying on yourself and you're not worrying about bringing God along with anything, we see negative. We think negative. We don't see a bigger picture. We don't see a bigger plan. We've forgotten about God. And honestly, we lose hope, don't we? That is a hopeless situation. There's not enough rain to cause anything to be living there. That poor tree. It's hard to have hope in a place like that. But that's sometimes where we put our minds and our spirit when we're self-reliant. And Jeremiah finishes up by saying, this is a place where no one lives. How could you thrive there? If someone's there and no one else is there, you're all alone. Self-reliance oftentimes isolates us and helps us feel so alone with no one else around us. We push God away. He's there, though. Side note. But we think we push God away and we're not going to listen to him. We're going to do this on our own. It's a lonely place. I was reading a couple other versions of the Bible, too, when I prepare for sermons and read scripture. And this, the Good News Translation at the end of verse 6 kind of sums everything up. It says, nothing good ever happens to him. Nothing good when you're self-reliant ever happens. All these things, this paints a picture. This is the picture. And nothing good really happens when you're not relying on God and you're relying on yourself or other people. Nothing good ever happens. We have a void. We have a desert. We have no life. We have no fruit. We're lonely, negative. That's what it looks like. That's what your life looks like when you don't rely on God. Has anybody ever felt that? Yeah, right? Yeah. But we have an option. This is the great thing about God. I know for me, I'm not feeling so great about doing things without God anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the other place. I don't want to be there. We have that option, and then we just start following God. We start listening to God. We become God-dependent. Jeremiah, in the last part, flips it and tells us what it's like to be fully dependent on God. And what your life looks like when you depend on God. You guys want to read that? Because I'm kind of down in the dumps now. I need a pick-me-up. Come on, Jeremiah, help me. Help me. There's good news. You don't have to depend on yourself. You can depend on God, and your life looks totally different. Let's read those scriptures again, because they're just so awesome. We're going to read them. 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Yay. Thank you, Jeremiah. It looks like this. Yay. Oh, yes, I want to be there with a book and a cup of coffee and a cat on my lap if I could get one out there. That is never going to happen. verse 7 says, okay, so here's what our life looks like according to Jeremiah. Verse 7, we are blessed. We receive God's love and gifts, and we're fully satisfied in our relationship. Remember, our relationship was kind of rocky over here, self-reliant, but man, with God reliance, we're fully in a great relationship with God. His blessings come on us, and we're blessed to depend on him. Jeremiah writes that we have confidence in him. We trust him fully. We have a firm, strong, deep, faithful belief in God. We know that we know that we know that God's there and he's going to take care of us. We're not sure how it's going to end up, but we're sure he's going to be there in the end. We're going to end up in his hands. We have no fear. He writes in verse 8, we have total courage. You don't have to fear anything. He says we have no worries and that we bear fruit. This tree is living its best life. It is bearing fruit. There may be troubles. It doesn't fear the drought, right? It says the year, it has no worries in a year of drought. There's going to be a drought, but it doesn't fear the drought because it knows whose hands that it's in. It's in God's hands. It's dependent upon God. We may have troubles, strife, crisis, all kinds of junk that's going to happen in this life that is not fair and ridiculous. But we've got a God who loves us, and we can depend on him. And we can live a better life dependent on him through all that. And during it all, we bear fruit. You guys heard the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians, right? I don't need to sing the song. No. Guys. Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There you go. Thank you. We bear all those fruits when we're going through stuff, when we depend on God. We're fruitful. And people see God in us. All we have to do is depend on him instead of depending on ourselves, instead of depending on others. God. I want to be here, right? We've determined that. Yes, you guys want to be here instead of here. Wah, wah, wah. So great. Here's the thing. I think we're a bunch of Jesus freaks in this building, right? Yeah. I know that. I know that. I'm in the right company. Jesus is our example, correct? Yes. We should imitate Jesus at all times. Everything that we need to know, we can learn from our Savior, and we can just live like him, correct? You be careful, you're setting yourself up. He is our example. He came to earth to be our example, to show us how to live. And guess who Jesus depended on? Thank you. You got it. God. He didn't depend on his disciples. Wow, we see what would happen if he did, right? Yeah. Woo. He didn't depend on anybody else. He depended on God. I wanted to tie this back to Jesus, obviously, because we're a bunch of Jesus freaks in here. And even though Jesus is fully God and fully human, he chose to be dependent on God. He chose that. He made that decision to do so when he was living here with us and among us. He could have chosen to assume God's powers at any point in time, but he didn't. He chose to remain humble and wholly dependent on God. In John 8, 26 and 28, we see Jesus speak of this. Find where I am. Here we go. All right, so John 8, 26 through 28 is what I'm going to read here for you. I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is reliable, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father, so Jesus said this, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be. And this is the part I really love. And that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. He depended on God. He was modeling for us in this life complete dependence. And Jesus was perfect. He was the Son of God. He was God on earth walking among us. He was our Savior. We have salvation through him. I think it would be kind of, I'll use the word arrogant. I'm not calling us stupid people. I'm just saying we make bad, not so smart decisions. For us to think that we can just do everything that we want to, or that we can do everything on our own. That's not how it's set up. That's not how our relationship with God is supposed to be set up. That's not the example that Jesus gave us. Jesus gave us the example to completely depend on God the Father when he had an absolute choice to do whatever he wanted. I am not Jesus. I am Jamie. I cannot do what Jesus had within him the power to do whatever he wanted because he was God and human. I am solely only human. You are solely only human. We need to get our strength and our focus and everything from God. Our dependency is on God only. This is the example that we have in our Savior. Do you get that? If Jesus says, I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father tells him, or in his words he would say me, I think we should do the same. We should train, we should grow, we should learn to do that too. We want to be more like Jesus who's fully dependent on God. Because we don't want a life like this, we want a life like that, as Jeremiah so eloquently said. If we can learn this and take one little day at a time and go against sometimes our human nature to just handle everything on our own or do everything on our own or think that we can do it better, I can control this, God's too busy. If we can get those things out of our head and just really just depend on God, we're going to have an amazing life and an amazing relationship with God. And every single day you could wake up and you could say, Happy Dependence Day, right? Hey God, Happy Dependence Day. I need you today. I'm going to be dependent on you today. Let's have every day be a Happy Dependence Day.